I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 23rd. The Quincy man charged with committing several rapes in Boston dating back 19 years has had his bail reduced. In court yesterday, bail for 42-year-old Ivan Chung was lowered from $1 million to $300,000. Chung was arrested recently after Boston police used new DNA technology to link him to the crimes. Chung was immediately fired from his executive job at State Street Bank. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today for a major blood drive. Donors can stop by between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. to donate blood for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Brigham and Women's Hospital. Donors will receive a Kraft Family Blood Donor Center $10 gas card. The first annual Roll Hats Weekend to celebrate school pride at Quincy High School kicks off tonight. Girls volleyball will play at 5:30 at the high school. Boys and girls soccer will play tomorrow at 2 and 4 o'clock at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And then football tomorrow night under the lights at 7 o'clock at the stadium. All clubs and activities at Quincy High School are also participating, and there will be family entertainment at the stadium tomorrow. Two Wollaston businesses were broken into this week. Police say thieves got into Kim Marie Hair Salon and the ice cream parlor on Beale Street sometime before 8 a.m. Wednesday. Rear doors were pried open with screwdrivers. It's unclear what was stolen. An attempted break-in at the Great Chow restaurant on Beale Street was thwarted by a steel door. The Scottish folk band North Sea Gas will perform a free live concert Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center. Performance will take place in the historic Richardson Building and will also be live streamed on the library's YouTube channel. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 23rd.